Sheffield United tried, couldn't quite get anybody over the line. How close were you to any of the three deals you were looking at yesterday?
Andy, we made three important deals yesterday. We put in what we thought were very material offers for all three of them. We thought we would get all three of them. What we found from the clubs that we were negotiating with, they were players that they didn't want to sell at that point in time. If this goes on, we could have pushed and pushed and pushed, but at you know, quite a late period in the window, we realised actually we weren't going to get any further. So we stopped around about 10 o'clock last night.
Explain to us the process then. Did you go in and say, right, this is our offer, can we do a deal, take it or leave it with the three players?
No, I think the process is sometimes to say, make the club aware that an offer is going in, put that offer in, wait for the either acceptance or rejection, as in a normal offer, and then decide, come back, decide whether it's worth putting a further offer in, whether up in the bid, putting in different terms, different clauses in there, and then just taking it from each stage thereafter.
It's been such a, it always is, a manic thing, and it's all hyped up, etc. But from start to potentially finish, how quickly could any club get a transfer done, should everything work?
I think you can do a transfer within a day. I think you can do a transfer within half a day if everything is material. Sometimes it depends on how far away you are financially, how far away the player is from location-wise, getting the medical done, getting the paperwork done. We had everything in place and everybody in place at this end, ready that if there was an acceptance of one of the bids, we would have been able to finalise a deal.
And with these three, was it just simply a flat no? It wasn't a case of being far away financially?
It was a flat no on each single one of them.
Can you elaborate here? Because were these players at Premier League clubs or Championship clubs? How did it fall?
They were all Championship clubs, so they all would have come down. They all would have improved our team and our squad, and that was what Nigel was after each single time. It wasn't simply to add to the number of players that we currently have and to make it a larger squad for the sake of it, of being more players to select from. It would have been to improve the team.
He put quite a bit of store on that, about that improvement and turning Sheffield United into a side he believed would be capable of securing promotion this year. So as we sit here now, several hours after the event, is it a feeling of disappointment today? How would you sum it up?
No, not at all. I mean, we tried. We made real concerted efforts. In 7-8 days' time again, we're allowed to go back into the transfer window. We can go out and do emergency loans, and we'll attempt to bring in to strengthen the team from that point onwards. So the disappointment, yes, that we haven't got them permanently, but no real long-term effect there.
The question always begs, in hindsight, could you have started the process for these three earlier?
On one of them, we started the process towards the end of July. On another one, we started the process 2 weeks ago. And on one, we started it about a week ago. So we started them all in good time. It was just that we... I feel as though we did it at the right time. We did it in the right... We gave everybody the right amount of space and time to be able to get a deal done.
And of these players that you were looking at over this period, are they now off the agenda because it was about buying them, or are any of them available for loan?
I think at least one of them will be available loan at some point, you know, hopefully between now and Christmas. I think, Andy, what we have to realise also is that we brought in 11 players during the period of time coming up to the window. So we did a lot of our business very, very early. You'll see clubs doing stuff yesterday that were probably as a result of not being able to put their squads together quicker. We, as I said, we brought in 11. We added another 6 players on either contract extensions or new contracts that had been here previously. So, you know, we've done an awful lot of business during the close season and up until the end of the window yesterday.
I think it's only on basic looking, it is above average. It's 25 deals or so, isn't it, ins and outs that the Blades have made over the summer?
Yeah, we've been busy. And you saw some players go, you saw some of the younger players go. We've brought in a lot of experience. I think we still have a number of games where the team need to gel together a little bit more. The results of late have shown that is starting to work, and the ones that we would have brought in yesterday would have strengthened that even further.
So knowing how the process works, how confident are you that a loan audition or two, or however many you want, will be available for the next time the Blades take to the field?
I think that we will not necessarily guarantee that we'll have somebody new to have come into the squad by that period of time, but we will be adding to the squad over the next month or so.
And the players that Nigel looked at and wanted, were they forward players? What were the makeup of the players that you were trying to chase down yesterday?
It was a mix of defensive midfield and forward.
And across this time, I suppose you would know this question is coming. How or where on that list, in that agenda, was Harry Maguire? Because he's somebody Nigel has mentioned on the record with us prior to this weekend.
Sure. Harry Maguire is Hull City's player. And, you know, until Hull City decide that they're going to either keep him within the squad or make him available for another club too, then obviously we can't discuss Harry.
No. But you can discuss, I suppose, whether you would go back, whether you would be interested.
I think Harry Maguire, we know that, would fit easily back into this team. So, you know, if he was made available to us, then we'd obviously make a natural inquiry.
A lot of fans ask us to ask you, so I'm asking. Given the sale of Maguire to Hull, is all some of any part of his transfer fee still available given the work that you've done so far in the market?
I think that's a very fair question. The one thing that we won't do is we won't allow, you know, teams around us or in our division or the one above to know what we have available for players. There is money available for investment in the team. We tried to do, you know, substantive transfers yesterday. We didn't get them on a permanent basis. We have January again. We have the emergency loan window to bring in a few other players between now and end of November. So we'll keep going.
Again, how many are you looking at? Is it three? I mean, is that number three for three loan players as well?
That's a question for the manager.
Well, he's not here right now, so what would you say?
I'm sure you've got his mobile, you can give him a bell.
If only that was absolutely true. So, okay, so, yeah, it could be three, I suppose. Moving forward then, a lot of fans say to us as well about, given the fact that it just didn't quite happen yesterday, about the ambition and the wish from Sheffield United to get this team promoted this year, and by missing out, is there potentially a lack of it? How would you respond to that?
A lack of?
Ambition and willing to get the signings done to get this team into a position where they are edging towards the top of the table.
No, not at all. I mean, you come back to what we've done during the window, you know, close season, everything leading up to yesterday, to change, you know, 17 contracts in a positive manner to bring in 11 players. I think that shows ambition all the way. The fact that we didn't bring in three permanents yesterday meant that actually we were going after the right player, but actually those players are valued very much by their current clubs.
Do you think that there is a skewed perception here that if you don't do anything on the last day, now, that it's somehow seen as a failure, even though you could have signed 10 players on the first day of the summer?
I think slightly. But again, coming back to what we've done in the close season, it just shows that we were very settled in who our targets were at that period of time. We know where we want to go. We all want to get promoted this season, so we believe that we are close to having a squad that will get us promoted.
You work in football and you'll circulate in the boardrooms around the grounds that you will go to. What's the perception about this transfer window idea? Several years old now, of course, but is it ultimately, do you accept it as being a good thing, or from within football, do you think that actually it's not?
It's a fact of life. It's one where, like anything, there's rules and regulations and we all have to conform to it. So very much a case of it's there, we work to it, we know the parameters where we can and can't do things. And beyond that, it's fine by me personally.
Because when you look at, and I appreciate the Football League is a long way away from the Premier League in financial terms, when you see the volumes of money that get spent on these days when there are clubs, not United of course, but others who are working day to day financially, it's almost like a very different world.
Between the Football League and the Premier League, I think probably we all have our financial pressures, whether it's positive or negative. We are, as a club, we're in a good position. We have good owners, we have good investors. We are looking to continually invest and to make this football club stronger.
Final one from me then. Team started, got a good result at Preston. Results have gradually got better. What's the view from the boardroom then about how the team are doing right now and where they're at in terms of football progression?
Yeah, it's positive. You saw the way that the team played the first two league games of the season. I thought we were unlucky in both of those that we didn't at least get some type of result out of those two. Then you can look to the League Cup and what we've done within the Capital Cup. They've both been very positive results. They've shown that the team are gelling together. The result away at Peterborough was a fantastic. We're the only team to have beaten Peterborough this season so far. You then look at the result on Saturday against Preston, and I think Preston will be up there, you know, hopefully with us. And they're a strong team, especially at home. So, the team is gelling together very well.